Let us continue to testify the words of God through the help of the Holy Spirit.
请看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录二章第七节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 7.
二章第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神肉眼中生命树的果子赐给他吃。在七封书信里面，每一封的最后面都写到，圣灵像众教会所说的话，有耳朵的就应当听。
In all the seven letters, at the end, it always concludes that whoever has ear, let him hear.
所以这几封书信不只是对当时单独的各教会。
So these letters are not only addressed to those local churches at that time.
而是对我们末世所有神的教会。
But rather to churches in the end time.
圣灵向我们所说的话，我们每一个人都要领受，要遵从。
Because what the Spirit says to us, we must all accept.And obey.
并且每一封书信啊，都有一些很宝贵的应许。
And every one of the seven letters have very precious teachings.
这里讲到得胜的就能够得到生命树的果子来吃。
And here it tells us that we are promised that whoever overcomes will have the right to eat from the tree of life.
我们是不是能够得胜啊？这关系到我们灵命。是不是能够得永生啊，关系到我们的赏赐。
Whether if we will receive the tree of life has a direct relation with our spiritual life.
所以我们每一个人呢、啊、在属灵上都要成为一个得胜者。
So every one of us must be victorious in our spiritual life.
这个教会是一个属灵的团体，在世界上打属灵的战争。
Our church is a spiritual gathering, so we must fight a spiritual war.
要把福音传开啊，这是一种属灵的战争。
And in order for us to preach the gospel, we must fight the spiritual war.
因为要跟恶者魔鬼啊来征战，他必须要得胜。
Because we must battle with the evil one, Satan, and we will succeed.
所以保罗说啊，我们应当穿戴神所赐给我们的全副军装。
So that's why Paul tells us that we must arm ourselves with the full armor of gospel of God.
靠着主赐给我们的刚强、大能、大力呀、啊，我们才能够得胜。
And through the power and the gifts and the blessings from God, then we shall be victorious.
所以我们个人也是一样啊，我们在圣工上，我们个人的灵修啊，都是一种属灵的征战。
And likewise, in our personal life, in our spiritualities, we often go through battles.
征战的成败关系到我们的灵命以及我们将来的赏赐。
And whether if we win in these battles or not has direct relation as to whether if we will receive inheritance in the future.
所以保罗说，我经常要攻克己身啊，叫身服我。
That's why Paul often tells us that that he beats his body so that it may submit to him.
免得我传福音给别人，我自己反而被神拒绝了。
So that he may preach the gospel to other people and keep his own faith and spirit.
自己的灵修啊，这也是一种征战。
And our own spirituality is a very complex battle for us.
所以最后保罗啊。他要完成他的工作，要离开世间了。
So at the end, when Paul accomplished his work and was about to leave this world,
他说：“那美好的仗我打过了。”
And he says that the wonderful fight I have finished fighting.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
And the race I have finished.
所信的道我守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
所以如今有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he further said that from now on there's a crown of righteousness waiting for
us. 我们每一个得胜者啊，我们就能够得赏赐，能够得到公义的冠冕。
Every one of us, if we are victorious, we will have a crown waiting for us.
我们要得胜恶者魔鬼。
We must overcome the evil one, Satan.
主耶稣来到世界说是要除掉魔鬼的作为。
Jesus said that he came to this world to to mitigate the doings of the evil one.
我们征战的对象不是属血气的，而是空中属灵气的恶魔。
Our enemy is not just of flesh, but rather of spirit.
所以人家对你误会啊，或讲你些闲话，你不要在意。
So we shouldn't mind too much if a person falsely accuses us or mock us.
哈，我们因为不是跟人作对啊。
Because our true enemy is not human beings.
我们征战的对象是恶者魔鬼。
But rather, our ultimate enemy is the evil one, Satan.
他说我们要看清楚啊，这个属灵的征战跟一般肉体上的征战不一样。
So we must recognize the difference between the spiritual battles and our physical battles.
他说不要被魔鬼所胜了。
So and by doing this, we will not be overcome.
再来，我们就是要。征战的对象是世界，我们战胜世界。
Secondly, we shall overcome the world.
约翰一书第二章里面讲到说啊，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，不是从神来的，从世界来的。
And in 1 John, it tells us the desire of flesh and the proudness of the heart that do not come from us.
所以我们要战胜世界啊。就是凭着信心。
We must overcome this world by our faith.
我们在属灵的征战啊，不能够失败。
And we shall have no room for failure in terms of our spiritual
battle. 要胜利到底。
And we must succeed till the end.
他说，胜利的人就能够得到神肉眼中生命的果子来吃。
Those who succeed will have the right to eat from the tree of life.
我们知道神造人以后啊，将人安住在伊甸乐园里面。
We know that after God created man, He settled man in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸本来就是快乐的意思。
The word Eden means happiness.
那这个伊甸园里面呢、啊，有四道河。
And within this garden, there's four rivers.
啊，里面有很多的树。
And it contains a lot of trees.
各样有生命和有生命树。
There's the river of life and also the river, tree of life.
啊，所以住在伊甸乐园里面呐、啊，各样的果子都可以吃。
And those who live in the Garden of Eden could eat everything in it.
但是人犯罪了以后就被赶出来。
But however, after men sinned, they were cast away from the garden.
神还派天使把守那个生命树的道路。
And God even set cherubim, the angel to guard the tree of life.
因为人已经犯罪了，没有资格啊享受伊甸乐园的生活。
Because the fact that men sinned, they no longer had the right to enjoy the tree of life.
所以人要汗流满面啊，才能够得到糊口。
Therefore, men were condemned to toil for their everyday living.
那现在主耶稣的救恩临到我们。
Now that the grace of Lord Jesus Christ and salvation has come to us,
为我们开了一条回到乐园的道路。
And He has regenerated this path.
主耶稣在十字架的时候曾经对一个强盗说，你今天要跟我一起在乐园里了。
When Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, he once told a robber who was next to him that tonight after this you shall be in paradise with
him. 保罗说啊，他曾经被主提到第三层天。
Paul once said that he was ascended to the third heaven by God.
他进到乐园里面听到那个非常隐秘的话语。
And when he entered into the paradise, he heard a very a wonderful language.
啊，看到非常美好的光景。
And he saw very glorious lights.
所以他说，那实在是一个好得无比的地方。
Therefore, when he came back, he says that that place is unimaginable.
所以我们这一个得胜者啊，就能够进到乐园里面。
For us who succeeds.We shall enter into the paradise of God.
它能够有各样生命树的果子，我们可以享用。
And we shall enjoy the fruits of tree of life.
那这个生命树的果子啊，生命树就是指着我们每一个信徒，每一个属灵的人。
And every fruit on the tree of life represents each one of us as Christians.
我们靠着圣灵的帮助啊，要不断地结出各样的美果。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, we shall produce fruit.
啊，有工作的果子，有圣灵的果子。
There will be fruits of labor, fruits of the Holy Spirit.
啊，有奉献、捐书、行善的果子。
There is the fruits of good deeds, fruits of doing good to others.
啊，有嘴唇的果子。嘴唇。
And there is the fruits of words or lips.
以赛亚书说啊，我们所结的这个果子啊，我们自己去享用。
And the book of Isaiah says the fruits that we produce, we actually enjoy ourselves.
啊，别人不能吃，你自己享用你的果子。
Other people cannot eat your fruit, but rather you can enjoy your own fruits.
也就是说，我们做一个得胜者，成为一个属灵人，啊，有非常多的美果。
In other words, as a person who is victorious and as in spirit, we shall produce lots of fruits.
啊，让我们能够得到永远的生命，得到丰盛的赏赐。啊，这些赏赐通通归到我们自己。
So that we shall receive eternal life and receive blessings, and all these blessings at the end will be enjoyed by us.
所以享受我们得胜的成果。
So we at the end we shall receive enjoy the labors and the fruits that we produce.
啊，请看启示录第二章。
Let's refer back to Revelation chapter 2, verse 8.
启示录二章第八节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 8.
说你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说，第九节。
Nine.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那著称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一伙的人。这第二封书信是写给士美拿教会的使者。
The second letter was written to the church in Smyrna.
士美拿是在小亚细亚的西边靠海边的地方。
Smyrna was next to Asia Minor near an island.
啊，在古时候有一个相当好的商港。
And at the ancient times, they had a very wealthy port.
啊，这个城市在罗马帝国的时代跟以弗所啊都是相当有名的。
And at the Roman Empire at that time, this Smyrna and Ephesus were great cities.
啊，在这个士美拿这个地方的教会建设的相当早。
And at this particular place, the church were established very long time ago.
但是这个教会所遭遇到的逼迫相当大。
However, the persecutions that they went through were great.
所以从早期就有很多的殉道者。
So from very early time, there were a lot of people that.
所以很多人呐、啊，为着殉道啊，有时候丧失。财产有的丧失身体的生命。
And there were a lot of Christians at that time, and for the sake of the gospel, a lot of them sacrificed their life and sacrificed their belongings.
所以讲起来，这个士美拿教会啊，是一个相当遭遇到很大患难、穷苦的教会。
And the church in Smyrna went through great persecutions.
但是这个教会啊，神没有责备他们。
However, God did not rebuke this church.
他们很多的鼓励跟应许。
And he gave them a lot of encouragements and promises.
神对他们说啊，他是首先的，是末后的。
And God told them that they are the first and the last.
他是无生之始，无命之中啊，永远长存的神。
And that he is.Who died and who came to life again? Who shall last forever?
啊，主耶稣啊，过去、现在、未来，永远不改变的。
Lord Jesus Christ, from the past, the present, and to the future, shall never change.
主耶稣说他自己啊，曾经死过又活了。
And Jesus Christ says that he once died and resurrected.
他曾经为着我们的罪啊，替我们代死。
And he once for the sake of our sin, served as a ransom for us.
为着要败坏掌死权的魔鬼，把我们从死亡当中救出来。
In order to be victorious over the corrupted one, he saved us from sins and death.
所以他虽然死了，但是可以把生命舍去，又可以把它拾回来。
Even though he died, but he was able to get rid of his life, but again regain it back.
所以他真是真神，又是救主。
So he is the true God and also our Savior.
他是生命的主。
He is the God of life.
他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。
And he is above all things and is worth of our
worship. 所以这对当时的教会来讲，这是一个非常大的安慰。
At that time, this was great encouragement for the church at that location.
虽然他们在肉体上受苦受患难，受逼迫。
Even though they suffered physically and were persecuted,
但是神却应许给他们永恒的生命。
But God promised them eternal life.
因为他们所相信的是永恒的生命之主。
Because the God that they believed in is everlasting and all omnipotent.
主耶稣说：“我知道你们的患难，你们的贫穷。”
Jesus said that he knows their afflictions and their poverty.
因为他们在逼迫当中啊，财富都输掉了。
Because they lost all their wealth and belongings during persecutions.
在患难当中啊，很多人丧命了。
And during tribulation, a lot of them lost their life.
的确是患难又贫穷的教会。
Indeed, they were a church that went through a lot of affliction.
耶稣说：“我知道的。”
And Jesus recognized that.
但是主耶稣又说啊，你虽然在人看是患难贫穷的，但是你却是富足的。
But yet Jesus further stated that even though to other people you may be in poverty, but you are rich.
在一般人的眼光是患难贫穷的教会，那在神来看是富足的教会。
To normal perceptions, a church may be in poverty or in affliction. However, to God, it is a rich.
所以神在看事情跟我们人在看事情不太一样。
So the perception of God is different from the perception of
God. 因为人是看眼前看外表，神是看内心。
We only perceive things that's from the outside. God searches humans' hearts.
三章里面最后有一个教会叫做老底嘉。罗底嘉。
There was a church in Laodicea.
这个老底嘉教会啊，是很富足的教会。
And in this particular church, they were very wealthy.
所以他们说，我们已经富足了，我们发财了。
So they said to themselves, now that we are wealthy, we are successful.
但是神却说啊，我看你们是贫穷、赤身、可怜的教会。
But however, God told them that he views them as a church in poverty.
所以虽然他们在物质上很富足，但是在神面前呢，却很贫穷。
So even though the church in Laodicea was very wealthy physically, however, in spirit they were in poverty.
所以主耶稣说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
That's why Jesus Christ once said that the life of a person or the value of his life does not depend.
物质的富足啊，不是真正的富足。
Does not depend on physical wealth.
要紧的是在神面前，在信上富足才是真正的富足。
But rather, if in the eyes of God you are wealthy, then you are considered true wealthy.
有一个财主啊，他收成很多。
There was a once was a wealthy man. He accomplished a lot.
所以他就一直在思量说，我怎样来收藏我的这些财富。
So every day he was worried about how to retain and save all his money and wealth.
他就把仓库拆掉了，然后盖更大的仓库。
He demolished his existing barn and built a bigger one so he can store all his wealth.
把他所有的财富统统积蓄在里面。
And then he will store all his wealth in this great barn.
然后对自己的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你可以安安心心的做好几年的花用。
After that, he told his own soul that now that I've done this, I can rest for quite a long time.
这个财主啊，虽然为着自己的财富啊感到满足。
And this wealthy person was content of his accomplishment.
当他洋洋得意的时候啊，神从天上出声对他说。
And at that particular moment when he was very proud and content, God appeared and told him.
说无知的人啊，今天晚上我要把你的灵魂就拿回去了。
And he told this, God told this person, you foolish one, tonight I shall take you away.
你虽然有这么多的财富，你要留给谁呢？
Even though you have acquired so much wealth, who are you saving it for?
所以耶稣说，一个人只知道为自己积存财富。
That's why the Bible tells us that if a person who is only only knows how to acquire things for himself.
啊，在神面前贫穷的人就像这样。
And in front of God, the people in poverty are like.
我们看到从古时候以来啊，很多神的选民啊，当然在物质上神也给他们富足。
And we've seen examples in the Bible. A lot of the chosen people of God, they were happened to be wealthy.
像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各啊，神就让他们渐渐的就成为富足的人。
And just like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were all wealthy.
但是他们虽然在富足当中啊，也能够敬畏神。
However, these great people, when even though they are wealthy, they were still able to worship God.
啊，同样在信仰上也是富足。
And at the same time, their faith, their spiritually, they are very full in spirit.
啊，有的人虽然在物质上很富足啊，但是信仰上却很缺乏。
A lot of people, though on the other hand, are very wealthy in terms of materialistic things, but however,
啊，这样的人就很可怜呐。
They are in poverty in terms of spirit.
好像那个财主天天奢华宴乐。
Just like a wealthy person, all he does every day is sit there and enjoy his life.
但是他离开世界以后的结局就很凄惨。
However, the conclusion of his life. Is very pitiful.
说在阴间里面受痛苦。
And according to the Bible, he was suffering in hell.
拉撒路虽然在世的时候很穷乏。
Lazarus, even though while living, he was very poor.
啊，要在财主的门口啊，靠他桌上掉下来的东西来充饥。
He had to scrum off of wealthy people's table to eat.
啊，全身长疮。
And he has sores all over his body.
啊，一些亲戚朋友啊，大家都远离他。
And all his relatives and friends departed from him.
啊，但是他能够在贫苦当中守住道理。
However, in such a disadvantaged situation, he was able to keep his faith.
后来却能够被接到亚伯拉罕的怀里，在那里享受安息。
And at the end, he were able to be lifted into the bosom of Abraham to rest in peace.
所以让我们知道说啊，世间的贫穷富足啊，不是最重要。
So from this, we can tell that whether if we are wealthy or poor in this world are not necessarily important.
我们一个人将来能不能进神的国、见神啊、得永生才最重要。
What's the most important is whether we will be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom at the end.
所以像拉撒路啊，在贫贱当中啊，能够守住道理。
Just like Lazarus, he was able to keep his faith in poverty.
啊，像一些古圣徒，他们虽然在富足当中啊，能够守住道理。
Or like some of the saints in the Bible, even though they were wealthy, they were still able to keep
their faith. 能够得赏赐。
And they were able to receive inheritance from God.
那我们知道啊，主耶稣说，财主要进神的国，有时候很难。
And from the Bible, the Lord tells us it is very difficult for a wealthy person to enter into the kingdom of God.
有一个少年人呐、啊，他很年轻就做大官。
There once was a very young person. At early age, he became a very high status.
啊，他也有很多的财富。
He had a lot of wealth.
啊，他很有追求的心。
And he had a heart that longed for the Lord.
听到主耶稣的时候，他就跑来伏在地上向主耶稣下拜。
Once he heard that Lord Jesus Christ was near, he went over to him and knelt down in front of him.
主耶稣说，良善的夫子啊，我要怎样行才可以得永生？
And he earnestly asked Lord Jesus Christ, how can I be saved?
耶稣说啊, 律法怎么写? 他说要遵守诫命。
And Jesus asked him, what does the law tell us to do? And he replied, we must obey his commandments.
说这些诫命啊, 我从小的时候我都遵守了。
And he replied further that these commandments I have kept ever since I was young.
主耶稣说, 看到他就喜欢他, 啊, 叫他要更进步,
and when Jesus saw him, he found favor in him. Therefore, he wanted this youth to even elevate himself further and improve.
主耶稣叫他说啊, 你如果要做完全人啊, 你把你的财富变卖掉, 啊, 然后来跟从我。
So Jesus went on and requested him that if he wanted to really be saved and acquire eternal life, you sell all your belongings and follow me.
圣经里面说啊, 这个财主后来就忧忧愁愁地离开主了。
And the Bible, it tells us, once the wealthy young man heard this, he departed from Jesus.
因为他的财富很多。
In sorrow, because he had a lot of wealth.
虽然他有追求永生的心,
even though he had the heart for salvation,
但是他看财富啊, 比胜过他的永生,
however, he viewed his wealth more important than salvation.
结果他为着维持他的财富, 只有悠悠愁愁, 离开子,
in order to maintain his wealth, he departed from Lord Jesus Christ in sorrow.
所以主耶稣说啊, 一个人如果不爱我啊, 胜过他的父母、妻子、儿女, 他的生命或他的财富, 他一切所有的不配做我的门徒。
That's why Jesus tells us that if a person that are not willing to love me more than loving his own parents, then this person shall not be worthy of to be my disciple.
耶稣说, 财主要进神的国啊, 有时候很难。
And Jesus also said that a wealthy person oftentimes
不是不可能啊,
is very difficult
to enter.
Not that it's not impossible, but however, they have this obstruction of wealth in front of them.
因为一个人没有办法服侍两个主,
because a person cannot serve two masters.
不是爱这个就是恨那个,
either they love this one master and hate the other.
所以我们没有办法爱主又爱马门。
So we can't love Lord Jesus Christ at the same time love money.
所以在物质上贫穷的啊, 反而能够在神的面前啊, 啊能够得到富足。
Oftentimes those who are poor in materialistic things oftentimes are rich in the eyes of God.
所以主耶稣说啊, 虚心的人有福了。
And that's why Jesus says those who are meek are blessed.
啊, 这个是讲心灵上的贫穷。
And Jesus was referring to poverty in spirit.
啊, 路加福音就直接翻作说, 贫穷的人有福了。
And in Gospel of Luke, it further states that those who are poor have blessings.
啊, 因为一个人如果穷得像乞丐一样, 一无所有啊, 啊, 有主的恩典来啊, 他就更容易啊, 啊, 去接受神的恩典。
And because if a person who has nothing, it is oftentimes easier for him to receive blessings from God.
啊, 但是更重要的就是我们的心灵上啊, 我们心灵上要觉得我们心灵空虚啊, 一无所有, 很需要有主的恩典, 这样就有福气了。
More importantly, those of us who are blessed are those who feel that we need more and are, we have more spiritual needs.
那所以讲起来有时候我们会觉得神很公义啊, 很公平。
If we think about it, God is very just.
虽然有些贫穷的信徒啊, 但是说神在他, 神让这些贫穷人在信仰上得富足。
Even though there are people that are poor, however, God grant them wealth in terms of spirit.
因为他们在贫穷当中啊, 没有什么物质上的欲望啊, 啊, 所以所到比较容易。
Because in their poverty, they have no aspiration for wealth. So
啊, 信仰比较纯真, 祷告比较迫切, 所以神的恩典特别多。
It is very easier for them to keep their faith, so therefore they pray more, and they are more filled with the Spirit.
啊, 但是有的太富足了, 啊, 没有什么缺乏。
Those who are overly wealthy, they have no need.
反而灵性上没有办法进步。
And Because of this, they do not, their spirit will not improve.
有时候所道反而更难.
And sometimes in this situation, it's often hard to keep your faith.
所以我们要追求啊, 在神的面前富足.
So we must pursue to be a wealthy person in spirit in God.
我们曾经听到有一个姐妹，她曾经在异象当中啊。
Once a sister, she saw a vision.
然后看到啊, 有一个管会堂的一个老姐妹,
she saw that in her vision, an elderly sister who maintained the church.
啊,这个老姐妹啊, 看起来是很贫穷的,
and this elderly sister, from elderly, she was in poverty.
但是这个姐妹在异象当中看到说, 哇, 这个老姐妹啊, 在天国里面, 她的房间最大, 里面都很多很多的宝贝。
However, the sister in her vision, when she saw this elderly sister in the heavenly kingdom, she had the biggest house with the most wealth in her house.
虽然在物质上很贫穷啊, 但是在信仰上真的很富足。
Even though in this world, this elderly sister may be very poor, however, in spirit, she is more rich than anyone.
有一个医生啊, 啊,他曾经晚上做来一个梦。
There once was a doctor, he had a dream.
主耶稣带他到天国去。
Jesus took him to heaven.
看到很多很多的房子。
And he saw a lot of houses.
哇,很多,上面都有写着每一个信徒的名字。
And on the house, it records the names of the believers.
所以我们,主耶稣说为我们预备地方啊,在天上啊。
And this confirms the fact that when Jesus promised us that he will reserve a place.
所以他就看到很多信徒, 哦, 某某人在这里, 某某人在这里。
So he saw a lot of names of believers.
所以他一直在找说, 我有没有名字在这里啊?
So he proceeded to find where his name, or which house his name is recorded.
最后看到很多很漂亮的房子怎么都没有他的名字。
He saw a lot of big, beautiful houses without his name on it.
后来看到有一栋房子怎么矮矮的快要倒下去了。
Later he found a house very small and was about to fall over with his name on it.
上面就写着他的名字。
And he saw his name right there recorded on top of
it. 所以那个时候他才想起说, 我原来啊, 我对教会的事情都不关心。
And he came to the realization it was because he has no heart for the work.
虽然神给我很多的财富, 但是我从来不奉献。
Even though God granted me a lot of material things, I've never given back anything to him.
所以他在天上的房子啊, 小小的快要倒下去了。
That's why in heaven his house was the smallest and was about to fall.
因为在地上很富足啊, 但是在神的面前啊, 却很穷乏。
If you are very wealthy in this world, sometimes you may be very poor in heaven.
所以我们不要光看这个眼前啊, 眼前的富足不一定真的富足。
We must not emphasize the materialistic wealth in this world.
士美拿教会啊, 虽然是在贫穷患难当中, 神说你们是最富足的。
Church in Smyria, even though they were poor, however, Jesus said that they are rich.
因为他们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because their gifts and their inheritances in heaven are great.
他说他们能够知道有一些著称为犹太人，但是其实不是犹太人，而是撒旦同一党的人。
And Jesus further says that he knows that those who the slander of those who are say they are Jews, but they are not, but rather they are synagogue of Satan.
我们知道犹太人他们本来是神特选的民族。 不列在万民当中的。
We know that originally the Jews are the chosen person, chosen people of God.
但是他们是应着景象啊, 不顺如神, 不听从神道理的。
However, they are very arrogant and stubborn. They did not obey God's command.
所以在历史上啊, 神好多次啊, 就管教, 惩罚他们。
So that's why in history we see a lot of examples, chastisements from God towards them.
后来他们又不接受救主啊, 把救主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And at the end, they even denied Jesus, the Savior, and even crucified him on the cross.
攻击神的教会。
And they persecuted the church of God.
所以主耶稣说啊, 他们不是犹太人, 而是撒旦利用的一种工具。
That's why Jesus said that they are not Jews, but rather they are tools of Satan.
所以保罗说啊, 肉体上, 表面上称为犹太人的, 不是真犹太人。
Paul that's why Paul tells us that those outerly are appears to be Jews are not really Jews.
啊, 肉体上的割礼不是真割礼。
And physically, if those who are circumcised are not necessarily true, have been circumcised.
要从心灵里面啊, 做的才是真的犹太人，才是真的割礼。
Those who obey the commandments or carry out the commandments of God from their hearts are the true Jews.
所以虽然有很多人注称他们是犹太人，他们是受割礼的，但却是在神的恩典门外。
Even though a lot of people, they claim that they are Jews, and they have been formally circumcised, but however, they are actually outside the kingdom of God.
我们现在也是一样啊, 注称为我是基督徒的, 不一定是真的基督徒。
Likewise, for us today, a lot of people will claim that they are Christians, however, they are not.
有些是挂名的信徒。
Many Christians are but a name.
所以唯有神给我们认定啊，我们才是真的基督徒。
Only those who are validated by God can become a true Christian.
主耶稣说啊，不是称呼主啊、主啊的人就能够进神的国。
And Jesus tells us that not you do not enter into the heavenly kingdom of God by calling after the Lord's
name. 唯有遵行天父旨意的人才能够进神的国。
Only those who keep the commandment and the will of God shall enter
the kingdom. 所以我们不要做一个挂名的信徒。
So we should not be just merely a Christian by name.
我们要做一个真信徒。
But rather we shall be validated by God in being his true Christian.
真正啊, 按照神的旨意来生活行事的 真的信徒。
We shall truly become a true Christian by acting and obeying the commands of God.
啊，虽然这个士美拿教会啊， 主耶稣对他们说， 他们还要受苦受逼迫。
Even though Jesus says that the church in Smyrna, they will further encounter tribulation and pain.
说魔鬼要把他们当中的几个人啊， 下在监里面， 让他们受苦10天。
And he even further said that Satan will put some of them into Hades for them to suffer.
主耶稣说啊, 你们不要怕。
And Jesus continued and said that do not be afraid.
你们要住属忠心啊, 就能够得到生命的冠冕。
Be faithful even to the point of death.
虽然那个在这么穷困的教会啊, 还要受到逼迫患难。
And since they are very poor in this world, and on top of that, they have to go through all these sufferings.
啊, 当然我们看到说魔鬼的那个诡计啊, 但也是神允许的。
And we can see the scheme and the method of Satan. However, on the other hand, God allows this.
因为在患难当中啊, 试炼当中啊, 更显出他们信心的宝贵。
Because only through tribulations and sufferings, then they will reveal their precious faith towards God.
啊, 虽然在试炼当中啊, 神的道不被捆绑, 反而能够让福音传开。
And even in persecution, they are able to proclaim and spread the gospel.
所以都有神的美意。
And all these have the wonderful meaning behind it.
彼得前后书里面告诉我们说啊, 有那个患难会临到我们, 我们不要以为是遭遇到非常的事情。
First Peter and Second Peter reminds us, even though when we suffer or undergo through persecution, do not be alarmed.
所以受逼迫患难啊, 这是必然的。
For this, we understand that it is inevitable for us.
因为我们经过试炼了以后啊, 我们就会好像金金一样的尊贵。
To go through trials, because we know that once we go through persecution, we will be refined like a refined gold.
啊, 这种试炼啊, 要让我们跟罪啊, 完全断绝。
And after these tests and trials, we shall be truly separated from sin.
但是这个试炼啊, 是有一段的时间, 有一定的时间。
But rest assured that these trials are limited by time.
让我们能够完成得救的功夫啊, 啊, 神就为我们开出一条出路来。
Once we have accomplished our lesson and have improved, then God shall provide us a way out.
所以我们应当有自属中心的 这样的信仰。
So we must be faithful and have the attitude of having faith even till to the point of death.
为着要维持信仰，完成神的旨意啊，所以面对死亡，但是我们的信心啊不改变。
And even sometimes when we face tribulation, even to the point of death, and for our salvation, for our faith,
那我们在信仰上就能够得胜了。
Persist. So then by this we will be successful in our faith.
像古时候但以理跟他的朋友
，In the ancient times, Daniel and his friends.
他们虽然在那个暴政之下，哈，在巴比伦王统治之下。
Even though during the tyranny of the king Babylonian,
但是他们坚守他们的信仰。
However, they kept their faith.
有一次，王说啊，不拜金像的话，要把它丢到烈火的窑里面去。
And one time, the king told them, if you do not worship this golden idol, then I shall throw you into the fire.
啊，虽然面对生死关头啊
，Even though they face their death.
这几个年轻人说：“王啊，我们不必告诉你，我们无论怎样，绝对不会拜你的金像。”
These few friends of Daniel replied to the king, "No matter what, I shall not bow down to this idol."
我们相信我们的神会把我们从烈火的窑中把我们救出来。
For they believe that the true God shall save them from this fiery furnace.
就是我们的神没有把我们救出来，我们被烧死，我们也不会拜你的金像。
Even if our God do not save us, we will still not bow down to this idol.
所以王听到这样的回答，气得发抖啊。
After hearing this, the king was very angry.
啊，叫人把那个火啊升高七倍。
So they told he commanded his servants to make this
叫这个军中的勇士啊，把这三个年轻人就把他抬着要。放到火窑里面去。
Make this furnace hotter and commanded his soldiers to throw Daniel and his friends into this.
到了窑边，那些勇士啊就被烧死了。
And even the soldiers, when they were near this furnace, they were burned to death.
但是这几个持守信仰的少年人呐，却能够在火中在那里游行。
However, Daniel and his friends were able to march and walk around.
火一点也没有力量啊，来。说他们的头发连衣服都没有被烧焦。
And according to the Bible, they were not harmed a bit, and their clothes were even not burnt at all.
这是一种非常坚强的信心啊，来得胜。
And through their steadfast faith, they were successful in accomplishing.
但以理本身也是一样。
Daniel himself was like the same.
因为他得到王的重用啊，很多大臣啊就嫉妒。
Because of the fact that he was favored by the king, a lot of king's counselors were
envious. 要找他的把柄来控告他。
They wanted to find faults. 'Other than the king, no one shall kneel down to pray.'
就是他们这个计谋啊，是针对但以理来的。
And their scheme was directed purposely towards Daniel.
但是但以理面对这样的环境啊，他还是一样不改变他的信仰。
But Daniel, even under this circumstance, he was not wavered in faith.
把窗户打开，面向耶路撒冷。
He opened his windows broadly and still prayed towards the direction of Jerusalem.
照样一天三次的祷告。
Still, he prayed three times a day.
后来虽然被下在那个狮子坑里面去。
So even at the end, because of this, he was cast into the lion's den.
虽然王想要救他，但是没有办法。
Even the king wanted to save him, but he had no power to do
so. 那一天晚上，王整个晚上睡不着觉。
That night, when Daniel was in the den, the king could not sleep.
啊，第二天一大早就跑到狮子坑旁边。
And once day breaks, the king hurried to the lion's den.
说但以理啊，你们的神有没有救你啊？
He called after Daniel and asked whether Daniel's God saved him.
但以理说，应王万岁。
And Daniel, replied,
因为我在神的面前无亏啊，我在王的面前也没有做过什么亏损的事情。
And because Daniel was flawless in the eyes of God and also flawless towards the king.
所以我们的神啊，差遣天使啊，把那个狮子的嘴巴把它封住。
That's why God was able to send his angels to shut the lion's mouth and save Daniel's life.
这是坚持到底，至死不改的心智。
And this is a faith to the point of death.
我们看启示录12章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 12.
11节。
Verse 11.
启示录12章的11节
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11
弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命 12节
12
所以诸天难住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，主是地暗海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤的下到你们那里去。这里讲到说啊，魔鬼知道自己的时候不多了。And
here it tells us at the end time, Satan recognized that his time is near.
所以他就气愤愤的被摔到地上来。
So he was cast down, onto the ground.
他用尽各样的方法来迷惑世人。
And with every means possible, he tries to tempt
them. 他要跟神的圣民来征战，来迷惑普天下人。
And he shall enter into battle with God and trying to mislead human beings.
但是最后，圣徒会得胜。
But at the end, the saints shall be victorious.
这些圣徒的得胜就是靠着三样宝贝。
And they were able to succeed because they have three things.
一个就是靠着主耶稣羔羊的宝血来复辟我们。
First, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, which is the Lord Jesus
Christ. 主耶稣的宝血把我们洁净了。
The blood of Lord Jesus cleansed us.
我们成为神的儿女了，所以在神的保护之下。
When we become the children of God, we are under His protection.
再来说是靠着所见证的道理。
Secondly, they overcame Satan by the words of their
testimony. 因为我们所见证的是生命之道。
Because our testimony is the testimony of life.
另外一个就是不怕死的决心。
And third, they did not shrink from death.
虽然魔鬼他最厉害的武器就是要让你要杀掉你的身体。
The ultimate weapon that Satan can use against you is to take your life away.
但主耶稣说，那个杀掉身体以后没有办法做什么的，你不必怕他。
However, Jesus once tells us that those who can take away your life do not be afraid of that.
唯有杀掉了你的身体，唯有能够把身体跟灵魂都灭在地狱里面的，你才要怕他。
But be afraid of those who can take away your soul and take away your salvation.
能够杀掉身体的，就是逼迫患难。
And those who can take away your physical flesh are persecutors.
因为魔鬼有时候就是借着杀害神的选民，圣徒。Because
oftentimes Satan, through harming and killing the people,
目的就是要让人害怕，来保全生命，来放弃信仰。
To try to move the believer's faith and cause them to be weak.
所以我们看到说很多在不住有的地方受到了逼迫，经常就是这样。
And we see a lot of examples of Christians in countries where they receive persecutions.
被逼迫，最后为主殉道。
And they were persecuted, and at the end they were martyred for the sake of the gospel.
但主耶稣说，我们就是身体丧失了，但是你虽然丧失了肉体的生命，你可以得到永远的生命，灵魂的生命。
But we must remember that Jesus told us that even though physically we can diminish and die, however, He is the person who grants us eternal life.
我们看马太福音第10章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第10章。
Matthew chapter 10.
28节。
Verse 28.
10章28节。
Chapter 10 verse 28.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。 唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。 29节。
29.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不娶，一个也不能够掉在地上。就是你们的耶和华也都被数过。
30.
所以不要害怕，你们比很多麻雀还贵重。
31.
所以逼到逼迫患难，甚至要为主舍命了，殉道了，我们可以不要怕。
So by these verses, we should not be afraid even to the point of death.
我们看39节。
Let's jump to verse 39.
说你得着生命的将要丧失生命，为我失上生命的将要得着生命。所以你为着苟且脱身啊，啊结果为着要维持肉体上的生命啊，啊这个离弃神的道啊，虽然肉体的生命保存了，会丧掉灵魂的生命。
Those of us who tries to save our own body and actually eventually will lose our life at the end.
啊，所以为着主来失丧生命的，说要得到生命。
However, whoever loses his life for the sake of God, at the end shall receive eternal life.
所以虽然受到肉体的生命失掉了，但是却能够得到永远的生命，灵魂的生命。
Even though physically we lose our life, however spiritually we shall receive eternal life.
啊，所以对逼迫患难呐，我们不要怕。
That's why we shouldn't be afraid of persecution or suffering.
啊，最后我们就能够得到那个生命的冠冕。
Because in order to have this attitude, at the end we shall receive the crown.
那是永远荣耀啊，不会朽坏的，从天上来的赏赐。
At the end, we shall receive eternal glory and inheritance from God.
我们看回来启示录二章的十一节。
Let's refer back to Revelation chapter 2, verse 11.
启示录二章的十一节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 11.
说圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。好，这里讲到说我们做一个得胜者啊，就不会受到第二次死的害。
Here tells us that those who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death.
啊，什么叫做第一次的死，什么叫第二次的死？
What is the first death and what is the second death?
所谓第一次的死，就是我们人类的祖先亚当夏娃吃了善恶果以后，那个时候灵命就死掉了。
The first death represents our ancestor Adam and Eve when they sinned against God, in spirit they died.
因为神说啊，你吃的日子必定死。
Because God says that now that you have sinned and you shall face death.
啊，虽然肉体上还活着，但是灵命跟神的永生都隔绝掉了，那是第一次的死。
Even though they were still living physically, however their spirit has been separated from God.
所以圣经说，人离开了神以后，就是死在罪恶过患当中。
And that's why the Bible tells us those who depart from God.Will die in flesh and sin.
所以离开神的人啊，在神来看都是死人。
So those who depart from God, in God's eyes, they are all considered dead.
耶稣才说啊，让死人去埋葬死人。
That's why Jesus once told people to let the dead bury the dead.
但是死人要听到神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活过来。
And however, once those who are dead, those who are children of God, they will be resurrected by God.
因为主耶稣啊，传达生命的道。
Because the gospel of God is the gospel of life.
我们相信主啊，接受生命之道啊，我们就活过来了。
And those of us who believes in God, we receive the gospel of life, and we shall be resurrected.
这就是第一次的复活。
And this is so-called, what we call this, the first resurrection.
所以启示录里面说啊，第一次复活的人啊，有福气了。
And that's why in Revelation, it tells us those who are resurrected for the first time are blessed.
啊，他们忠心所到到底，至死啊，忠心的人。
And they are loyal and faithful till the end.
啊，就不会再受第二次死的害。
And those who who overcomes will not be harmed by the second
death. 这个第二次的死就是我们自己死掉以后啊，还要到灵魂还要受到永远的审判。
And this second death represents after we die physically, our soul shall enter into Hades.
就是要投到地狱硫磺火湖里面啊，永远受痛苦。
And this means that we shall forever be suffering in Hades.
所以圣经里面说，按照定命，人人都有一死，死后还有审判。
That's why the Bible says that every one of us shall experience death one time, and after death we shall be judged.
审判的结果就是硫磺火湖永远的刑罚。
And the conclusion of judgment is that the river of sulfur, the flames from that river.
但是我们自主忠心啊，我们就不会再受到第二次死的害。
However, if we're loyal to God and if we are faithful, then we shall not be harmed by the second death.
我们肉体虽然离世了，但是虽然说逼迫了，但是我们灵命永远活着，要享受生命的冠冕。
Even though physically we are being persecuted, however, in spirit we shall receive blessings and inheritance at the end.